Well, Henry, it also seemed like it was going to just unfold so easily for Australia in the rest of this Ashes series at one all, but now we're fighting for our lives heading into the fourth test at Trent Bridge starting on Thursday. Can Australia turn it around?
Well, based on form, they can, because the first test they played some pretty ordinary cricket, and they turned around brilliantly at Lord's, and they played some very, very good cricket at Lord's, and now they've gone downhill again. It was pretty poor stuff at Edgbaston. So the form guide says they can turn around and bounce back. It is very unusual form guide, let me tell you. The form guide in Darwin's probably a lot better than this one. But for some strange reason, I'm using this sort of this logic that based on form, they can bounce back. That's why I've got both fingers and toes crossed, got my rabbit's feet, and I'm looking for the palm reader to give me advice because this is so unpredictable.
The drum's beating that this Brad Haddin sacking, and that's what it was, dropping, sacking from the test team for that third test. It's causing ructions and divisions within inside this camp. We've got the skipper on the slippery totem pole, Michael Clark, sliding down that. You know, he's trying to work hard on his game. Where are we at and how destructive can it be?
Well, when first of all, when the skipper's out of form and you're losing, that always causes problems.
Correct.
If the skipper's out of form and you're winning, it's not such a big deal. And it was only one test ago we were winning. So, look, medium to long term, Michael Clark's form is a problem. The big issue, though, is this coming test match. You know, you've got to get the duct tape out and whip it around all those cracks and sort it out. It really has got to be some short-term solutions, and that is for Australia to play much better in the next test match and, you know, hopefully get the series back a level. We have got the Ashes, so a draw is good enough for us. So,
it's not the same.
It really is a short-term issue at the moment. The Brad Haddin stuff, well, Hadd's, you know, he's a much-loved member of that side. He's got such great ticker and he's such a fighter. He's been terrific for that team, but he has been out of form.
Yes, he has.
So that's one issue. The other issue is that he missed the Lord's Test for family reasons and then was left out of the last test match on form reasons. So that sends a bit of a mixed message about what you do if you've got some family issues. But I don't reckon within the side there will be too many ructions. They'll have their minds focused on trying to win the next test match. So I reckon it's a bit of a beat up if they think internal issues are causing them to play some poor cricket.
Saying it's causing them to play some cricket, but the mail's pretty strong. Yeah, and being on tour is different now, Henry, isn't it? I mean, you've all got your wives and your families there. It's not like the team used to get together and pull together and go to dinner and go to the pub and have a beer and sort things out. Everyone goes home now and goes off to their wife and kids.
Yeah, the good old days, when Alan Border, he enforced the no wives and family rule.
Weren't allowed in the foyer.
I know. It was a tough school, wasn't it? And so your focus had to be on the cricket. And look, a lot of me says that, you know, that it's professional sport and obviously the Ashes is always Australia's biggest series and you really need to focus on winning the game. The other is, of course, that, you know, lots of players play better when their family is around. So you've got to find a balance and that's just the way it is in the 21st century. So, you know, you've got to learn to play cricket under those circumstances. It's just that the Haddin circumstances are probably quite unusual with, you know, a sick child in the family and that's always going to be a priority. Look, I reckon one of the solutions for this second test match might be just to play Brad Haddin as a batsman and play Pete Neville as the keeper batsman just for that fighting quality. I know Hadd hasn't been in terrific form, but we know he's such a great fighter that might be the way to go.
Wow. Ooh, that is a big call.
That'd be bold. Michael Clark, Henry, for years has been able to dead bat questions about his form, or he's always had a positive spin on it, almost like a politician. But after that third test loss, I've never seen him so scathing about himself as he was after that test match about, you know, saying they were basically, his side were playing with a man down. They only had 10 players out there. Can Michael Clark turn it around?
Well, it's a very short turnaround, isn't it? Look, the scary thing is the way he got out. I mean, that fin dismissal in the first dig. I mean, that was just a straight four one. He should have been whacking it back down the ground with a straight drive.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the signs are there. The feet aren't moving. He's playing late on the ball. They're generally signs that you're in decline, and it's pretty hard to get past that. And he dropped that catch at second. So maybe the game was still there to be won at that stage, and he was late on that catch. It only hit the edge of his fingers. And there's a lot of little things you might look at that says, he is on the way out. But once again, I mean, he's working very hard in his game. If he's working super hard and still not working, well that's not a great sign. So they might have to reshuffle that batting lineup. But they're just sort of trying to get the best out of Michael Clarke that they can do, because, as I said at the top, that there's a short-term solution. You've just got to win this next test match. You've just got to find a way to get it done. And look, champion players can often do that. They can dig deep and find a way to get it done.
Okay, I'm just trying to get your changes in my head, Henry. So you've got Haddon as a batsman and Neville as the keeper. So Haddon bats at sixth, Neville bats seven. Michael Clarke stays in your team, obviously. Adam Voges gone.
Yeah, first of all, you're not dropping the captain. That's not going to happen.
No. So, not mid-series.
Does he bat five or does he bat four?
Well, maybe five.
Right. Because Warney said so you think they're joined at the hip. So who bats four? Sean Marsh comes in?
Well, you might have the other chance. You might have Sean Marsh at three and then Smith at four. It's going against the grain of what they've done with Steve Smith, and as a coach, you're always reluctant to do that. But you've got to win this Test match. You've just got to find a way to get enough runs. I mean, Warner and Rogers at the top, they've actually been pretty good. But if they can fire together rather than one in each innings, yeah. I mean, they've been giving Australia decent starts. And Clarke hasn't been coming to the crease early. Really, there's always been at least 60 runs on the board when he's come to the crease. So the top two hasn't been a problem, but Steve Smith has missed out in one Test match, and yet we've played a horrible game. All right, he'll bounce back for sure, so he'll make runs in this next Test match, which should make it easier for Clarke. But look, guys, these are suggestions. I'm not saying there's a miracle cure here, but just got to find a way.
And our bowling attack, Mitchell Johnson bowled with lots of fire and brimstone early. In the first innings, and then it all sort of petered out.
They're
very wayward, Australia's quicks.
Well, poor in the first test, terrific in the second test, and this is the whole attack. And then poor again in the third test. It's so hard to draw a form line through this. Mm. And then Johnson got those two early wickets, those absolutely, gloves snapping, rip snorting deliveries, and yet he did not bowl another ball like that. When he had Root stuck on the back foot, he pitched it up. He thought he was a swing bowler, not a fast bowler.
How does that happen,
yep.
Henry?
Well, there's obviously some confused thinking going on.
Well, hang on. They've got 1,000 Test matches between them. They're all standing there in the slips. Wouldn't someone wander down and go, "Hey, mate, what about the throat pull?"
and I think it might.
What's Darren Lehman doing up in the grandstands and all the assistant coaches?
Well, what he did send Craig McDermott down to the field. You don't often see that.
No.
But sometimes you've got to do it. But they say not often with people who've played a lot of Test cricket, particularly like Johnson. Stark and Hazlewood are still learning the trade a bit, but Craig McDermott did come down out of the stands and went down to the boundary and spoke to both Stark and Johnson on the boundary. So I'm pretty sure he would have delivered that message, but then you got to bowl it. But it was bizarre stuff. I had to avert my eyes a few times when the ball was missing the cut stuff. But we were talking about an attack that won the World Cup and bowled absolutely impeccably. We're talking about an attack that at Lord's was absolutely brilliant. And then within a week, they can't land the ball. It is really bizarre.
It is. It is. No doubt about that. Henry, always good to chat, mate.
It's nice that you blokes are up and about anyway.
We're up and about and we're alive.
We're alive.
We're alive.
Allegedly.
We had a good day, mate. Big game early night.
The winner of the cup, you're always pretty.
We did, actually.
Sparkly, aren't you?
No,
yeah.
Terry did.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Well, yeah.
I didn't back the winner of anything, Henry.
Don't worry, Henry. It's always a little bit easy to bounce out of bed or get out of bed. And you got some cash in the pocket. There's no doubt about that. Good on you, mate.
Hi, guys.
Well done. Fourth Ashes test. England, 310. The draw, 375. And the Aussies, $2.10.
Can't touch it.
Trent
Bridge. Can't take it. I cannot take it.
They are the odds. I'm not seeing things, am I, Webby?
No, you're not. That's
210.
Right. I've checked it on my Tab app. And it never lies. I think it sometimes lies with the account balance, though.
And Henry's opinion is you play Haddon as a batsman. I can't see that happening. But they're Henry's thoughts. And the other one is move Steve Smith to four. But we've just established a number three. with Steve Smith, who's been untouchable. So I'd be leaving him there as well. 13, 53, 53.